pretty classic tale of two nines there for you. Kind of take me through what flipped midway through to get you all those birdies in the back.
You know, this golf course is very unique and it's very difficult. Yeah, I know you can hit a lot of good shots and be in some bad spots. You know, the margins are just so small. And, I felt like I did that. I hit a couple wedges, whether it was, 3 or 4 yards too far or 3 yards too short, and got penalized for it. I just tried not to press, honestly. You know, I didn't have a ton of great numbers on the front. And then on 10, 11, and 12, hit three really quality iron shots and had three perfect numbers and capitalized on that. And then, made a couple good putts come down the stretch to cap it off.
Is this one of those courses that allows you maybe not to press when you start off bad on other tour stops when you know the winning score could be 20 under? At a course like this, make a couple bogeys to start. It's a place where you feel like, hey, I can still get around back on track.
Yeah, it's just a golf course. I mean, you can't step up on the tee and try to make a birdie. They just kind of come, whether you hit a good 3-wood or driver or whatever off the tee and you have a good number and you're able to kind of attack a pin. And, there's some holes where like 3 this morning where I kind of hit a little right. You'd think that's a birdie hole. It's 360 yards, and I wasn't in a position where I could make a birdie at all, even from the fairway. So you kind of just have to take what it gives you sometimes.
It's your first time playing. What's that challenge like? I'm sure that's the way it is for every week for you. Yeah. But what's that challenge like?
It's tough. You're kind of learning on the fly a little bit, and I don't think it's any different than any other practice round you're preparing for. It's just it's a very demanding golf course that you have to hit a lot of high quality iron shots, and there's really no gray area. You either kind of hit good ones or you're in a bad spot. So I think that's something that is pretty special about this place.
How many practice rounds did you play this week?
I played Monday and Tuesday. I didn't play in the Pro-Am on Wednesday, but I played 18 on Tuesday. So
I would imagine this whole year has been such an incredible whirlwind for you.
Yeah.
Can you describe what that's been like? You didn't expect to turn pro, but obviously the wind changed things.
No, it's a dream come true. It really is. My goal was to be out here. I just didn't think it would happen that quick. But I'm very grateful to be here and to play, really cool places like this place. And I thought it was going to kind of be a little bit of a learning curve early on, and it's hard to tell myself that as I'm going through the year, but I'm quickly seeing what I need to improve on, and I knew I needed to improve a couple of things, while being out here and being able to compete week to week. And I feel like I'm finally starting to get a little bit of a grasp on that.
What's been the biggest thing you've struggled with in the transition?
Just learning my schedule week to week, honestly. It's in college, you play 1 week and you have a week off. You can kind of get back, you can work out, you can get what you need to get done for that next week. And, when you're out here playing 3 and 4 weeks in a row, you have to figure out, all right, I'm going to work out these days, so I'm not sore, but I'm on the road 4 weeks. I've got to find a little bit of time to keep my game sharp and, learn the golf course as best you can week to week. And so I think that's kind of been the toughest part for me early on.
Have you given yourself patience, you feel like, throughout the process?
No. I'm a very hyper-competitive person, and I don't like losing. I'm grateful to have Hunter on the bag. He's been a really good voice for me when times are going good and bad.
And just one other thing. We talked to Jackson Koivin earlier this week. He said he knows you just a little bit. Just your impressions of him obviously getting the start. He kind of ran through college golf this last year.
Yeah, it's super impressive. I didn't see all of his stats, but obviously, played in the fall and saw that I don't think he finished outside the top 6 or 7, which is very, very impressive. And then, the sweep on the awards. I told him he was walking to the chipping green, and I told him I'll see him out here very, very soon. I don't think there's a doubt in my mind about that.
Yeah, as a 20-year-old, obviously Jack Nicklaus's career was long over by the time you came around, but how much of an appreciation do you have for his impact on the game and being in his tournament?
I mean, a lot. I think record-wise, I don't think any record kind of stands up to his. He's an icon of golf, and to kind of be in his little playground here at Muirfield is pretty cool. And to play it during this event, not just to kind of play it in a recreational round, is really neat and a dream come true for me.
And you beat Neil Shipley, obviously, in the amateur Ohio State guy. What do you remember about that, and how much did that help propel you to where you are now?
A lot. I think that was a tournament that I had circled in the amateur space, and that's the one that I think is above all others. And I remember kind of playing that a couple times and remembering watching on TV what it was like seeing all those guys come down the stretch, and then, you know, to be able to do that myself was it helped in a lot of ways to be able to kind of try to get comfortable on stages like this.
You had any milkshakes this week?
I had two yesterday.
Flavors?
I had a caramel and a Buckeye. So I didn't want to get the Buckeye, but I figured I'd probably get it at least once.
I mean, it's the, you know, Alabama, Ohio State. I mean, look, you know, I actually cover football, so Ohio State got a couple of transfers from Alabama. I mean, is there like a rivalry? Is there like bad feelings from Alabama people?
No, I don't think so. I think, it's just kind of the way today works with this portal and NIL and, right, and that kind of thing happens. But no, I don't like any team that's not Alabama. I'm an Alabama fan. But
I mean, what was your plan before you won in January? What was your, you know, long term plan, I guess?
Yeah, I think the PGA Tour what they're doing is incredible for amateur and college golf. I think they're giving us a platform to show our abilities, and, you know, right out of college, give us somewhere to play, whether that's Canada or Latin or Corn Ferry or out here. And I think it's starting to be seen that, you know, with Ludwig coming out and having the success he did, and a couple of other guys, that the top amateur golfers are really good. And I'm glad that, you know, the PGA Tour is given that kind of platform to be able to come out and do that. And so I always kind of figured either that way or, you know, the 20 accelerated points, like Gordon Sargent did, and what I'm sure Jackson will do very, very soon. I always kind of thought that was going to be my path, whether that's in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you know, whatever that is. But that's kind of what I have my eye on.
And now to be, again, first round, but still to be, at least last I looked, a co-leader. What does that mean?
A lot, but, you know, it's still the first day, and there's a lot of golf out there. So, you know, keep your head down. It's, like I said, a golf course that demands a lot of good shots, and, you know, there's a lot of holes left. So.